welcome back to the Wise Men Say reaction show. It's Eleanor, and you are joining us after a lovely 2-0 win over Cardiff City. I'm joined by someone who we haven't had on in a while. It's a bit weird to be doing a podcast with just you, because I don't think I've ever done that before, but it is Stadium Announcer Rory Fallow. Hello.
Yeah, we've been on the pod together, I think after Preston last season, but not just the pod, the two of us. Is this the first couple pod? I don't know if this is...
That's really weird. No, like, yeah, like, you, the chemistry you and Matt had, like, let's not underestimate that.
Yeah, sorry, Matthew, I'm sure you're listening. The first people who lived together on the pod.
Apart from when you were all in the podcast flat together, and
if you want to go back further, Gareth and Craig obviously were, but they were playing characters, so I don't know. But this is the first time it's just been me and you on the pod, and my first time on the pod in a while. I'm back, and I only come back when things are going well. Quite obvious reasons, I'm sure. But today was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah, if we're talking about first, I mean, it's the first win in a while, and it's lovely to see. It's a lovely performance, and it's just generally quite a positive vibe. I mean, we've come off a bit of a hard time at the moment, and I think that seeing the lads go out there and really attack a match like they did today, it's something we've missed, and something it's nice to see us getting back to, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I am on here as a club employee, but I don't think it would be disingenuous said everything's been fine. Results have been disappointing recently, and I've seen Mike Dodds has reflected that in everything that he said recently. But today we played a poor Cardiff side, and that isn't doing anything of Sunderland's performance down, because we really took advantage of that. And my goodness, we'll go into the performances, and not take anything away from you, Eleanor, as the host. I don't want to revert to my role from 5 years ago on the Wise and Say reaction pod, but we took advantage of that. And the big thing for me today was me and you and people listening to this put the miles in going to away games, and I tweet as much, so I don't think I'm like speaking out of turn here, is that last season was such a high, and every away game was amazing, and we were probably a bit spoiled, but this season hasn't been so much, and has been actually a bit balanced. Like, the home games have been a little bit better, which has been good for the yours truly here. Like, getting to enjoy 3 points has been a bit better. But the people who put the miles in that's really important. Like, me and you, we arrived in Cardiff at 10:45 last night, and a lot of people have done similar things. And to get, like, be 2-0 up at half time, and then by the 60th minute going, way, after every pass. I think, quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say we've been rewarded for that, and it's lovely to see. I mean, I'm going to start by talking about that first half, because the team that came out there was something that we haven't seen for a while. It was some really attacking football. It was really pressing football. I'm gonna talk about the penalty. Watching it back, I don't know that it was. I think there's one we potentially deserved in the second half that we didn't get, and we always say with penalties it balances itself out over the season. But I mean, the penalty itself, beautiful, well taken, and honestly, can you say that us scoring at that point was against the run of play?
Well, that's exactly it. I think we dominated the game, and the main thing is, over the course of the season, those things balance themselves out, so fair enough, you maybe buy the penalty a little bit, but that's also by the by. And as I said, Alshish put the penalty away excellently. And
it's a conversation we've been having recently, actually, like, with Clark out and with like us not having an out-and-out striker or someone who we is a known penalty taker. It's something that has been lingering. If we get a penalty, who takes it? And Alshish is a safe bet now, because that was gorgeous.
And also, let's give a bit of, like, we were talking about this. We've had this, like, conversation just, and I'm sure other supporters have, as being like, oh, who will take the penalty? And when the penalty got awarded, you, me, and the people we were with at the game were like, but you didn't even get to finish saying who's going to take it. Alshish had the ball in his hands, like, fair enough. And he sucked away better than Dan James did at that end of the crowd on Tuesday night. So.
And I mean, it was a well-deserved goal, I think, regardless of whether it was a penalty or not, because Aushish's performance today, I mean, I was buzzing he was starting because I do think that he's not been overlooked, but I do think he's been a bit underrated recently. And seeing the performance that he put in today, you can't help but say he's going to be kind of a permanent fixture. If not, we are going to see more of him because he was just brilliant.
He's contributing quite a lot. Like, you go back to the Southampton game where he came on and did really well. I know we didn't get anything from the Leicester game, but he came on and he was really bright. But big thing after the game today was, I think it was actually Chris Rigg, who, when the players came over at the end, he, if you remember what Luke O'Neill did to Mason Burstaway, pushed him in front of the Southampton. I think Luke O'Neill also did this with Nasri Russian when he scored at the Southampton in a different game to make sure he got his flowers. And I think it was, I don't think I'm wrong to say it was Chris Rigg.
No, it was Chris Rigg.
Yeah, who made sure he was like, everyone get behind him because he scored that. He put the ball in for Job's goal as well. And he has just been this second half of the season. I don't want to say he struggled to get going because I don't think that's fair. He obviously scored against Birmingham, I believe. I think he definitely scored at home. I remember reading his name out when he scored a goal this season. He's definitely scored at
stadium. I'm sorry, are you the stadium announcer? Because you haven't mentioned it yet as this podcast. Jesus. But I think that the point you're making is he has kind of green parts of his game. He has things that potentially needs to work on. However, the more game time we see from him, the more improved he's getting. And that is really lovely to see. I think if we're going to talk about someone else who was just unbelievable today, and a name that I feel like I say all the time, Dan Neil, man. In the first half, and you pointed this out, so I'm going to steal your point and then ask you about it. But in the first half...
So I'm going to have nothing to say, really.
In the first half, what was going on with them and Dan Neil?
Not to take anything away from Dan Neil and Pierre Ekwa, actually, but it did look like Cardiff had... Not that they hadn't done their homework, but they were given Dan Neil and Pierre Ekwa the freedom of South Wales. But actually... Teams can do that, and teams might not take advantage of it. And this is what I was saying before. It was nice to see us taking advantage of this. And if you give Dan Neil, who is, I would say, especially in terms of the young players, probably actually, it's a Brian Clough thing, like, I'm the best old one as well. Probably one of the best midfielders in this league who is maybe playing below his level. And he just took full advantage of it. And Pierre Ekwa did as well. And they just... Right, and we were having a pint with a couple of Cardiff fans after the game, weren't we? Who were like, oh my God, them two were excellent. And we were like, yes, they are, and they're really good players. But I don't quite know what Cardiff were doing because we have seen in recent games, in like press Sunderland a little bit. This isn't a dig at the lads at all or anything like that. But because we are a young team and because we are a young team that can go one or two ways, that can be like you press them and maybe they're going in their shells a little bit. But once we were in a head of steam today, and that was massively underpinned by Dan Neil, Pierre, and also Chris Rigg as well, who was really good today. They had, as soon as we got that penalty, their tails were up, and it was just, to go back to what I said at the top of the pod, really put these miles in, and we're watching the lads just passing the ball out beautifully. It was really, really good. But Dan Neil probably, maybe after Job probably man of the match, actually,
because that was what I was going to ask you about next. I mean, we saw him in what I would love to see as his more permanent position. I mean, I was very kind of happy to see him in that more defensive role last week, because I think that he really blew, well, last match, not last week because it was international break, but...
QPR.
Yes, against QPR, because I think he really did well there. I think he was good in that deep position. However,
he only came on, Hamia got subbed off, and then Joel went up front in the QPR game.
Yes. But so we moved from that more defensive position into kind of up front. And
actually, let's be a bit fair play to Hamia. He did. I know he had the one that was saved, but he was quite bright when he came on as well.
He was, so. But we can't not talk about how...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So I just want to have a bit of a word for him to be a bit like, he looked like he was like, he wanted to take a bit of an opportunity and he was maybe a bit unlucky with that. Maybe he could have thought better, but on another day, maybe that does go in. And he looked, he was running the lines a little bit more and, you know, fair play to the boy.
But...
and everything's positive.
Job in that centre forward position today. I mean, it's arguably... an, I think I have laughed and chuckled, and I'm not going to ask you on this because obviously, but I think I have laughed and chuckled when it's been said that he's going to be one of the best strikers and all of this, because I hadn't really fully believed it. But today, that instinct he had, those runs he was putting in, just kind of that knowing where to be when he needed to be there, was incredible. And it's why he got himself that goal, because he was where he needed to be every single time the lads needed him there. And it's something that we have been missing and we have been lacking, and it was lovely to see that from someone in a centre forward role today, and for Job to kind of get that bit of confidence back as well. Yeah. I think it gave him a bit of, I don't want to say the word swagger, but I can't think of like what the other word is.
That's a big thing, because we rely on Job a lot. And that is because he is, obviously, not... The comparisons with his brother are always going to be there. But he is an 18-year-old kid who plays like he's about 5 years older. Like, I think as a fan base, we forget that. Like, the amount of games he's played is incredible. And that must have been, what, his sixth, seventh goal of the season, roughly... Like, obviously, he's scored against Plymouth recently, he scored twice against Rotherham, and today, so there's four... Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he did score against Birmingham, yeah, you're right. So there's five, so there's probably one or two we've forgotten about. So he is probably, obviously... Yeah, let's get away from his brother. But it's not like, dig out any of the strikers that we've signed, really. But he's just a quite... excellent player who also has experience at championship level, even though it is only about what 20 games before we signed him or something like that. But he knows how to get in those positions, he knows how to show a bit of striker's instinct, which to be honest, it takes pressure off lads like Hemia. I know Russian's injured and was in the squad, but off them, or I know Mienda's out on loan, but him as well, and Mason Bursell, who's on loan. But it means you're not having to rely on them. But the way he just like presses, the way he wins, the way he's just not like, he's so fearless. And the way like he does a bit of a Sunderland thing, like he'll win a bit of a challenge and like give a bit of like get in, and like and the away end like went up for that like once today.
And it's as well as just taking pressure off the other lads, I think what's really important with him is he gives their defenders something to do. He makes them think, he makes them second guess themselves, and ultimately he gets them to make mistakes, which is what we need. We need them to be kind of focused on several things at once, and that's what Job gives them. He's running at them, he's getting into those spaces, he's forcing them to think, basically, and that's what a kind of, I don't want to say natural striker, but that is kind of what we saw today.
Striker's instinct, and maybe it's just instinctive of this division as well. And it's what I said before, it takes the pressure off these younger lads. Or I know Russian's not particularly younger, and Burstow has, you know, been in the English game, he's had a loan to League One, but it just takes that little bit off them, because especially against let's not like go too over the top, like Cardiff were very poor today. But thing is, and again we said this start of the pod, but we exploited that, and we really exploited it. And again, I go back to the top of the pod, we were like going like way after like half an hour, and that's what you want away from home. Like
it was a bit of a kind of unnatural feeling to begin with, and I think that then we settled very quickly into it. But it was like when that penalty got given, it was almost like a, oh, hang on, like, okay, like we are going to do something today. We're going to score. We're going to really come out and play. And it was lovely to see, and it was exciting, and that's what was great.
It was like watching us away from home last season, and that's not a dig of whatever's happened this season, but I've not enjoyed the 90 minutes on the pitch as much away from home since maybe QPR in September, and that's just, that is just the reality, because if you look at the results, what we beat Hull away from home, can't think of any away wins that me and you have been to.
I'm struggling, like it's
like between that one, do you know what I mean? So I think it's fair enough to just be like, it was nice to go and win away from home. And another big shout out, like, I think that is important to give, is the partnership of Dan Ballard and Luke O'Neill. Yeah, Luke O'Neill was everywhere today, and Trey Hume, by the way, was excellent. But just that partner, it was,
and Callum Styles as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I think those two centre halves, and Trey Hume is—I know he's a young lad, but has played a lot for Sunderland. It felt a bit more settled, and Luke O'Neill was just doing the Luke O'Neill things. He was getting in there, and you know, I'm sure every Sunderland podcast talks about experience at the minute, but Luke O'Neill is experienced. He has the captain's armband for a reason, and he's a massive influence on that team, and he was just steaming in, like, lots of stuff, and that is a bit what you need. Talks to people, and it brings out the, I do think he does at this stage, brings the best out in people like Trey Hume, like Dan Barton, and that probably like filters in players like Callum Styles. And I know the midfield was wide open, so don't get us wrong, that it's just Luke O'Neill's influence, but probably helped like Dan Neil and Pierre, or Chris Rigg, who's like, we just did his GCSEs a year ago.
Yeah, and what's important about that is, and I think that this is a real kind of, again, a positive of today, is it meant that we saw the lads playing more cohesively and as a team. Yeah, they knew where each other was. When they were putting that ball somewhere, I would say like 9.9 times out of 10, they knew someone was going to be on the end of it. They knew like what their kind of teammates were capable of and what their teammates were going to do for them. And that was the difference for me today. And that was lovely to see again.
Confident, like Trey Hume in the first half, and taking a couple of beautiful crossfield balls to Abdullah Barr. And I thought Barr, again, like, I am a bit of a Abdullah Barr apologist. I think he's better maybe off the right. Sorry, Dodsy, if you're listening. That is my only hot take that I'm going to give. But that couple of balls off there, and he got a bit of a kick in at times, Barr. So I did feel a bit for him, but I just think everything did click a little bit today. And the main thing is, this is an away game that is very far. If you're driving, or even if you're getting a train, it's a fucking pain in the arse to get here. Even though, like, Cardiff is an amazing city, like one of the best cities in the UK.
Brilliant night out.
Excellent for a pint. The stadium actually is amazing. And as I said before, I don't know, sheesh, give penalty heartache as well, which is quite funny at this stadium again. But
You were really thinking about that one, weren't you?
Yeah.
I can, like, no, the fact you mentioned it twice, you were really like, I'm going to get this in.
Do you know what? I just wanted to make sure I'd got it. I don't get to do funnies anymore or any
digs.
I had little digs planned for the Mags game, but then obviously you know what happened there.
Oh, God. Right. Well.
But, you know, we couldn't do them because you've got to be gracious. But to go back to the point I was making, they put the miles in and they've got to have a laugh during the game, which away games are what you make of them, and it doesn't matter. Like, I went to Birmingham away, and obviously you didn't yourself, but when I got home I was telling you about like how hilarious the day was. Or you go back, you go through like 5, 6, 7 times a season of like funny away games we've had where even you might have got beat like 5-0 each time, but it was important, I think, for the fans to have one where it's a good day out and the lads just have a comfortable win.
That's the thing, and that's a really like good point to finish on. It's a good day out. The lads had a great win. It was exciting to watch football, and personally, I think we're going to make the playoffs. So we will be.
I think we're going to get promoted automatically.
So Rory thinks we're going to get autos.
I just think we're going to win every game.
Excellent. I've completely like set myself off there. So we're going to make the playoffs. Everything's great again. Life is fantastic. We're going to win on Monday. How are you, the lads? And thank you very much for listening.